Rome Jurgensen, thank you for joining us on Special Stage Podcast. You are our first guest that is not from Australia or New Zealand. You're Estonian. Tell me a bit about your life in Estonia.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Right now in Estonia, it's actually so snowy. It's incredible. We don't usually have so much snow in November. Okay, now it's December, but usually the first snow comes in January. But yeah, I mean, from rallying perspective, I think I actually found out about rallying in 2014, I think. Before that, I drove motocross with my dad. And in 2014, it was actually my uncle that introduced me to rallying when he just invited me to spectate one of the local events. And then I was eager to actually have a chance myself behind the wheel. But unfortunately, it was, for budget reasons, difficult to make the step up to real rallying. And I only had the chance to stick to folk racing, basically. So yeah, and then it was the FIA Rallystar that gave me the chance to step the game up.
Do you have any other motorsport interests other than rallying? You obviously mentioned motocross, but is there Formula One, any other sort of racing that you're interested in?
Not really. I think when I was younger, I used to watch F1 quite a lot. It was just the perfect way to wake up on Saturday and just go on the couch and watch F1. But right now, I think, yeah, it's different. You know, once you're into the sport yourself, you really focus on the rallies itself. And once you are maybe out of it and have more free time, then you don't really want to, connect yourself with the sport anymore too much. So you want to maybe take a little bit of a step back from that and enjoy some other things in life.
That's right. I guess as in your position, rallying is pretty much your work. And with any work, you want to be able to step back and have other interests. What car do you daily drive? So if you're getting up and you're going to the supermarket, what sort of car are you driving?
Oh, I'm a really, how to say in English, I'm a really like, I'm a guy that prefers to have some space in the car. So I have a Volkswagen Golf. In Estonia, we say universal. I don't know how it's in English, but the bigger one.
Yeah.
I don't really like fancy cars. I'm more of a guy that's practical, you know.
Yeah.
And that's the car I drive.
What's the most used app on your phone?
Most used app? I think it's gotta be Instagram. I think,
yeah.
Most of the life is there nowadays. So
yeah, it's pretty common, isn't it? In current times, who is your favorite WRC team?
In current times, I'd say I really enjoy watching how Toyota operates because you know it feels quite similar as it was in the Volkswagen days. You know, they are really professional and they really make every step that it has to take to be on the top. So
yeah,
right now watching Toyota is super, super nice. But I feel like next year Hyundai is also gonna be quite good. So
do you have a favorite driver that's driving currently? Is it Tanak or is it someone else?
Actually, I had the same question in Germany when we were in the Continental Finals, and they asked me who is the driver that you look most up to, you know. And I think the answer then was it's a mix of Seb Ogier and mix of Wout van Aert. So
yeah,
about Ogier, I especially in the championship years, I really liked his mental game, how he always he knew when to push and when not to push. You know, for example, when you had a stage that he was not maybe so comfortable with, he didn't push at all, and he took a step back. But at the end of the rally, he was still the one that had the most points, and at the end of the season, he was still the one that had the most points. So he was really strong, like mental wise and from the head. But when you talk about pure speed and pure driving skill, then for me, Oiti is the best, you know. And mixing these two drivers for me, I think is the perfect driver that you could have, you know.
It all makes sense. I agree. Do you have a favorite rally car of all time, whether it be a like something from way back in the 70s or a current Rally One car?
As I got into rallying quite late, I'd say in 2014. So I prefer the modern rally cars. And the period when Seb Ogier was in the Volkswagen, in the Volkswagen Polo R WRC,
yeah,
he just made it look so effortless. And, you know, all the time when you saw the car driving, it was, he made it look so easy, you know, and he yet was almost all the time the fastest still at the end of the rally. So I think Volkswagen Polo R WRC for me.
Yeah. And I remember that sort of era myself when I think it was, might have been 2016, VW were fighting for the championship. And yeah, you watch Ogier in comparison to Neuville. And Ogier, like, he has one stab at the brakes, it's all one, whereas all the other drivers are braking twice and having a couple of bites at the corner. But yeah, Ogier was just on that next level. What pace note system do you use? I know, like, Finnish pace notes are very complex in comparison to Australian or English ones. How does yours sort of work, and how does it translate to English?
Mine is quite simple. I think in Estonia it's quite common nowadays as well. Especially after, I think, Oit's success, most of the guys use the same system where six is the fastest corner and one is the slowest.
Yep.
And then, yeah, I'm just playing around with pluses and minuses between them and maybe adding some more angles in the fast corners. So I prefer to have the fast corners more accurate. Because yep. They are more important ones for sure. If you make a mistake there, you don't really have the time to correct yourself. And yeah, it's quite simple, to be honest. Yeah.
Is there a bucket list rally that you'd like to attend or like drive the stages of?
I think it's going to happen this year or next year. Sorry, it's Rally Finland for sure. It's yeah, it's always been a rally that I wanted to try myself, and it looks like the dream is coming to reality next year.
Yeah, very good. Is there a specific moment in rallying history that you want to go back and like be a part of and witness?
I think 2019 when Oit won the championship with Martin, and I was actually in Spain myself, living the moment through myself, and the story how I got there is even more funny. I was actually in the military service in Estonia. That's basically like it's a mandatory thing here in Estonia for men, and we yeah. have to do it. We were in some of the camp, I think in the forest, and I was trying really hard to convince my bosses there to let me go, because I was such a huge fan. I had been such a huge fan of Oit and Martin since I was introduced to rallying. So I just had to basically see with my own eyes how they became or become world champions. So yeah, I went there, and it kind of felt like my dream as well, you know. When they finally did it, it was like, oh, one part of me really like my own victory as well. Actually, but it wasn't, you know, but yeah, it still felt like
it. Yeah, because yeah, it was a long time sort of between WRC drivers for Estonia. I think maybe the last one would have been Marco Martin.
He didn't win the championship. That was the thing, you know. It was with Martin was the first that actually won it. So yeah. That's even more, you know, special.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You've done multiple rallies now. You've done a lot on tarmac, a lot on gravel. What are you choosing? What would you rather do?
For sure, before I had the tarmac experience, I would have said gravel, because I still feel more natural on gravel, and I can maybe get up to speed faster than on tarmac. But actually, when you are in the groove on tarmac, I really enjoy this as well. And especially some stages where you have these nice, like, smooth rhythm corners, that's really enjoyable. So I I will not tell you which I prefer because because I've not made up my mind yet still, you know.
Very good. And I think we've already gone over the answer to this one, but I'll ask it anyway. In a fight for a championship, who are you picking, Sebastian Loeb or Sebastian Ogier?
You know, as I said, you know, I have a thing with Ogier. For some reason, as I, you know, when I got introduced to rallying, he was the guy that won all the time. So just maybe it's the thing that I just followed him more than Loeb. I didn't watch rallying when it was in this era when he drove, but I'm picking Ogier. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I reckon from all the people we've asked, I reckon it's still about even, and it normally goes with the age of the person. Like the younger people sort of pick Ogier, and the older guys pick Loeb. So, it's an interesting one. Romit, thanks for letting us get to know you on the Special Stage podcast. Listeners, if you haven't yet listened to the other podcast with Romit Jurgensen, please go and do so now. And yeah, thanks for joining us.